Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1214 in the writing. It's shir number 367, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Shinoi Makom. We were a little bit dealing with Holchei Drachim. I just wanted something here and there. We go back a little bit. A quick thing. We spoke about a sukkah coming up the Hilig Yom Tov of Sukkos. We spoke about a sukkah in the past when it's right up against the house, so it has a din of another room. But what I wanted to mention is we spoke about also in the past in reference to a backyard. If somebody has a fenced-in backyard, an enclosed backyard, it's closed all around. So we said, according to many Paiskim, the Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, Paschal like that, others, that its taka would have a din of another room. Even though one, there are Paiskim who want to say it's only by whereby you go outside to use it, like for barbecues and so on. Others want to say no, it's even any time because of the fact that it's fenced in. So some want to say that it's a din of another room in the house. So therefore it comes out, if somebody's going to make a sukkah over there in the backyard and it's totally fenced in. So then, even though the sukkah might not be mamish right up against the house like we spoke about last time, right? But it's in the fenced-in yard. So then the halachas of Shinoi Makom would apply in conjunction with mecheder lecheder, from one room to another, because you're going out. It's not like the same room, obviously, but it has to be. But we'll have a din of another room, meaning how the Mishnah Berurah explains to us that lechatchila one should have kavana before going outside. Let's say in conjunction with items which need a burn of fashais, right? Which would be roughly Hakol, Ha'adama, and Ha'eid. So therefore, before you go outside, or if somebody wants to go outside, lechatchila, they should have in mind when making the bracha, or you know, the other way around, when they're going from the sukkah inside or whatever the case might be. So, and they want to do that, they would have to have it in mind, lechatchila. Meaning if somebody had the coffee right in the sukkah and then they want to go back inside, for whatever the reason might be. So lechatchila, they should have in mind when they made the shakel. In case one did not have it in mind, like regular mecheder from one room to another, so then it would be, they would not remake the bracha, definitely because of the fact that it would be a real suffic brachas. That's for sure. According to many poskim, there are some that hold it could be a problem of Shinoi Makom, but many hold not. So definitely you would not remake the bracha, but lechatchila, we try and have it in mind. Now, in the case of somebody washed or mazonos, which, you know, let's say by a man has to eat in the sukkah anyways, let's say a woman not, whatever the case might be, but be it as it may, let's say in case of a man it started to rain or whatever, and then have to go into the house, or case of a woman where they're changing anyways locations, so then that would be no new bracha would be made. So if they wash and then they go back inside the house, no new bracha would be made. It would be kedai, lechatchila, it should be done that they take some of the bread or some of the mazonos with them, and like this, they finish eating in the house. And like this, when they make the al hamechi or the birchas hamazon at the end, in the case in time, like we said, if man it's raining or a woman where there's no chiyuv anyways, how, you know, can, depending on the situation, because a man can't just, you can't just go back into the house when you're eating hamosi, right? So assuming there is such a case scenario like rain or so on, so then one should be careful to, if they bench inside of the house, to have some bread over there, or in case of mazonos, to have the mazonos over there. Like this, you finish off the meal, right? Like we've been talking about quite a number of times, like this, you finish off the meal in that place, and then that place is considered your final destination as far as benching or as far as al hamichya goes. So, and just real quickly to review, in the case of the benching, when you're changing the location, right, you don't need a kazayis. It could be a small amount of bread also, less than a kazayis, but mazonos won't help you over there. So only mazonos will help you if you're eating only mazonos, like whatever it is, cake, cookies, or something like that. But otherwise, mazonos doesn't help you for benching, as far as benching in the place where you finished eating. It has to be bread, but it could be less than a kazayis. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. And the same thing, the opposite. Said also, if let's say somebody washed, let's say in the house, right? Let's say in case in time a man washed in the house, it was raining outside, and then they went out to the sukkah, it stopped raining, whatever, something like that. Again, it's an offense to thousand yards, or it could be anywhere for that matter when it comes to mizonos or hamotzi. So then it will not make a difference, even if the yard is not fenced in, or even if it's outside somewhere where there's a question of shinai makim, right, and question of with sukkis. So then the halachas of birchas hamazon and the washing and all that would, they would not have to remake all that, like we mentioned, even if it's not a fenced in yard. But I don't want to get too much off on a tangent. In our case, we're talking about today more specifically of the fenced in yards, whereby it has a room according a halacha according to many as a separate dira, a separate room. So therefore, the halachas of room to room would apply in general, and just as far as shahakol hu adama and hu eitz and lechatchila. Either way, back and forth, just make sure to, as much as possible, have it in mind. If you did not, b'di'evad, it would still be no bracha would be needed when continuing to eat, whether in the sukkah or in the house, either way. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.